Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Speaking of my street, is there any reason why you've got a video of Wendell Saylor driving past my house? What's going on there?
Well, it's disturbing,
isn't it?
I wasn't going to bring this up on the airwaves, Anthony, but the Jewel International did just send a jovial video just saying that he's in the neighbourhood. He's just driving past, making sure everything's tip-top at the Little Bay compound.
What's concerning about that is Anthony lives in a dead-end street.
So he's gone out of his way.
So you actually have to drive in the street to drive past the house. You're not just it's not like it's a thoroughfare where you're on your way to somewhere else.
Well, yeah. Anthony, am I right?
And it was a slow drive too.
He's a grub, isn't he?
Anthony, am I right? You did name some cats after Wendell, didn't you?
Wendell and Tara, I did, yeah. I've just got a message here from Wendell too. He goes, "Hi, mate, just dropping off some brown sugar to Miss Portugal." That doesn't sound very good at all. Anyway, let's talk a little bit of NRL, and we've got an absolute legend to join us on the phone right now. He's the car wash king of Queensland and the coach of Queensland State of Origin side, Kevvy Walters. Welcome to Saturday Triple M NRL Sin Bin.
Well, that was an interesting topic. Yeah. Well, Saturday afternoons, Triple M style, hey?
Yeah.
What do you cook with brown sugar, Kev?
I don't. I would know what to do with brown sugar, Kev. I would not know. Is it go in beer? I think brown sugar goes in beer, doesn't it?
You put it on your porridge.
Yeah.
Hasn't Wendell got a lawn mowing business now that it's coronavirus?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yes. Wendell doesn't work, mate.
Oh, he doesn't work, the big fella, right? Okay.
What's going on with you, Kevvy? Speaking of working, the car wash is still open?
Yeah, we're still operating, mate. Yeah, of course we are. Winston Glade's car and dog wash, certainly. up there today, the boys are washing away. But now I've just been self-isolating at home with my family. It's actually been quite good. We've painted the kitchen and do a bit of exercise each day down in the makeshift gym in the garage. So, yeah, we've just, like everybody else, just trying to do the normal stuff that we do now, what we can do, and then looking forward to when life does get back to some normality, which I believe is probably just around the corner.
You're washing more cars or dogs these days?
More cars, Kenny, yeah. The dog wash has been surprising, a real bonus for us, but, yeah, lots of cars coming through. So it's been actually, it hasn't been affected so much by all of the slowing down of the community as such, but the car washes seem to be powering on, which is great.
Kevvy, there's been a confirmation now that Origin will definitely be after the season. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm just very pleased that Origin has a slot in our calendar. You know, I was waiting for the time for it to be announced, Kenny. I mean, it's a huge part, isn't it, of our rugby league calendar, and you know, this is something new and something very exciting from my point of view, to have Origin, you know, in October. That's normally a place where we see grand finals and international football being played. But State of Origin and what they're talking is, you know, three consecutive Wednesdays. Well, wow, that'll shake up every player, won't it? I mean, obviously it's going to be a lot of bash and barge through it all, but I'm sure that everyone's looking forward to when we all get back together and then, of course, State of Origin to top our season off at the end of the year.
I'm sure then Origin, Three back-to-back games, 10 days between games. How does that affect your preparation? Do you just stay in camp that entire period?
Yeah, well, we'd have to, wouldn't we? We'd probably have to let Langer go home for a bit of a spell from all of us, but the rest of us can stay in camp. But, you know, we have had seven-day preps in the last couple of years. You know, that second game has always been a seven-day prep, so it's not something brand new to us, but I guess, you know, with technology and the way that players recover these days, I can't see it being a problem. We'd have to draw on a squad, of course, and that would assist in many ways. I mean, imagine the experience of a younger Origin player from either camp coming in and mixing it with all those boys over a three-week period. It'd be a great experience. And at the end of the third game, they could even get an opportunity to play Origin football. So, yeah, I can see it working, Kenny, that's for sure.
Has Alfie had a birthday lately, Kev, or...?
Well, not. He was over last Friday, and he tried to tell me it was his birthday. But his birthday's actually. It is. He has one a week, I'd reckon. But I think it's June is his birthday.
July 30th.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah.
But well, he's got you, Kev. If he thinks it's in June.
exactly, boys. Yeah, but we had a drop in from Alfie last week and his wife Janine, which was a great You know, obviously keeping our social distance and all that, but it was good to see the young fella. He's a rugby league nut, obviously, Alfo, and this is sort of not doing his mental health too much with all, you know, the lockdown and the shut away, because he's really a people person and loves getting amongst
people.
So
how do you reckon he's going, Kevy? You know him better than most. How do you think little Alfie is filling in his days?
Well, he's going like the rest of us, Gordy. You just got to adapt and adjust, haven't you? You know, I mean, that's Alfie. Big part of his life was his social scene with, you know, the work that he did with the Broncos corporates and also Ladbroke. So, I mean, he was, you know, doing a lot of work there, but obviously that's had to pull back. And he's coping okay. Like everyone, he's just had to adjust to the different situation we all find ourselves in.
Kevin, can I just ask you, I you alluded to it before, but I just wanted to try and ask you if I can get a bit more detail. So when you go into camp, and in the past you've always... you've gone into camp, played the game, broken from camp, and then you come back in a bit later. And in that time, you as coach, you adjust according to what the result is, according to what players have been injured and what haven't.
Yep.
Now, if you say you're going to stay in camp, can you just tell me, like, I know obviously it's new, this is, you're probably going to make a little bit of it up on the run anyway because you haven't thought it all through properly yet. But just how does that actually change things? Like, to keep the players, for one, like, you know, not frustrated or bored like in camp, because that'll be the best part of what 3 weeks they'll be in a camp.
Well, yeah, I'd imagine, Kenny, we would run it similar to, and I've been on a lot of kangaroo tours and worked a lot with representative teams. So, you know, obviously post game, those first couple of days, it's all about, you know, recovery. Would it be all about recovery for the players? We'd have to probably organise some sort of activities. Otherwise, as you say, they would get a little bit bored. But certainly, you know, rest and recovery would be a huge thing, particularly with Origin and the brutality of Origin. I would imagine hitting the training field until sort of Wednesday at minimum, you know. So those first couple of days where the recovery period is vital for everyone. And then I guess leading into the game as well, it's a huge thing mentally for players. And also with Origin, a lot of work's done, you know, in the community as well, which I guess that would have to take somewhat of a backward step. And the sponsors and all of those people have to be serviced equally as well. So, yeah, it'd be a lot to juggle in 3 weeks. But, knowing and speaking to all the players, that they're looking forward to anything that Origin can provide this year.
So if you have a 10-day camp, as you always do, and then you play a game, straight into another 10-day camp with a game, and straight into another 10-day, that's 30 days. It's almost like you almost are picking a team for a tour. So you wouldn't pick just 17 players or 18 players. You'd almost pick like a 25-man squad and just bring them all in and just say, right, you guys are here for the duration. And I imagine, you know, having toured with the Kangaroos and that, it would be more like that rather than an Origin camp this time.
Yeah, it certainly would be, Kenny. And it would also maybe allow the flexibility for those players, you know, 23, 24, 25, to be younger players that you maybe wouldn't think would get an opportunity to play State of Origin in that particular series, but it opens up an experience for them. The next best thing from playing Origin is being around the team, and that's my experience, you know, in the last 15 years around the Queensland team, is that the greatest experience you can get is hanging around those great players and seeing how they prepare, seeing what they do on their downtime, seeing how they entertain themselves before a game, you know, 5 hours before a game, 4 hours, 3 hours, so all these things become part of a player's psyche. And I remember learning so much myself as a young, because I spent a lot of time, didn't I, Gordy, on the bench for Queensland for some time. So, I remember.
Oh, mate, I still remember that day. I was sitting on the couch with the old man, and you never got on. You're standing there trying to roll around on the grass to get the jersey dirty.
Well, that was one of my traits. And there was a game in Melbourne the game when Ricky Stewart sort of stole the game from the Maroons. That's been about 1990, and Arthur Beetson was the coach, and I didn't manage to go on the field, because you're not going to pull Wally or Elf off, you know. In those days, once you're off, you're sort of off, so there's no interchange. So I'm sitting there and in the dressing room after the game, look around, everyone's starting to have a shower, and I thought, well, what do I do here? I mean, I sat there for 80 minutes and watched everyone do their stuff, and then out of the corner of my eye, I could feel his piercing eyes on me, and it was Alfie's eyes, right? And he was just waiting to see what I did. He was going to take the piss out of me either way, whether if I had a shower, he'd say, oh, look at Stinky Walters. He, you know, he didn't even play and he's having a shower. And if I didn't have a shower, look at Stinky Walters. Sat there for 80 minutes. So I decided to have a shower. As soon as I started to peel off my kit, He was into me. He's all over me. God, it was more embarrassing than sitting there for the 8 minutes.
I would have just said, you should have just said you're getting the liniment off you. And... yeah, but I'll tell you what, that's one of those no-win situations, that though, isn't it, Kevy, that you sit there and it's like Alfie's looking at you. You know, whichever way you go, you're going to get baked.
Well, that, exactly, mate. Never, everyone's full of mud and blood and everything all over, and I'm sitting there in my brand new jersey. So, you know, but it was a great experience for me. It actually, because that happened a few times, you know, me as a coach when I was coaching other sides, and you couldn't get a player onto the field, and you felt for him. And actually, that's probably the highest level where you sit there and watch the game. So it was a great learning experience for me. And sometimes, you know, you can't get everyone on the field, you know, when you'd like to. So, yeah, from that point of view, it was a great experience. But Alan Langer eyeballing you after the game with that cheeky smile on his face wasn't good.
Kevin, do you reckon when you get to the end of the season, it's going to be a different-looking side? Because now you're going to pick Origin. So you're going to get to the end of the season, and you're going to have a four-week final system. So at the season finishes, eight teams immediately stop playing. Then you're going to get a drop-off the following week and each week. So by the time you get to the grand final, you've only got two teams who have played the week before you actually pick the side. Some players won't have played for a month. How much is that going to then factor into the side that you pick?
Yeah, well, it would affect the side more so than what we have seen in previous years, Kenny. We've seen on, again, just reflecting back on those kangaroos, some players, if they have a huge final series, they find themselves on, you know, on a kangaroo tour purely because they're in form, and I think for mine that makes a really smart sense of those teams involved deep into the finals would be a leg in to get themselves an Origin jersey. And you know, I believe this year that the Queensland teams will perform better. We need them to go deeper now into September and October from an Origin point of view as well, because you'd hate to think that more than half your team are sitting on the sidelines for a month while while New South Wales players are preparing themselves for grand finals and you know, the big end of season game. So that would be a big advantage to either state if they could get that sort of, across the line.
Have you been keeping in touch, Kev, with a lot of your players?
Yeah, we have, mate. Regular contact with we picked a squad of 33 players at the start of the year. So in that squad, there were some players that hadn't played any football, like Ronaldo Molatino, who hadn't played any state of origin football. And other veterans, you know, DC and all those guys are in there as well. So it was the first time we've ever done that. I thought it was an opportune time to bring the squad together. It worked really well. And some guys, you know, got to meet each other for the first time. And then I've been in regular contact with our players. They're all in really good headspace. I've got to say, all the guys that I've spoken to, telling me that they, and I believe what they're saying, all their training, and they just seem like they're in a good space. And particularly, you know, the last couple of days, since the 28th has been noted as this restart, you can really see them, the passion in them starting to come out, and they're ready to rock and roll, I would have thought.
It's fair too, Kevy, I think, even though they'd only just resumed and only played two games into the competition, the fact that they're able to get away and train themselves and not train in that team environment, I imagine that would have given a lot of players a chance to get over a lot of those really irritable little niggly injuries they get.
Yeah, certainly. And the smart ones, Kenny, would be doing, you know, everything they can within the rules, of course, to keep themselves fit and in good condition. Just remembering they've all come off like a 8 or 10 week pre-season. So their bodies were in terrific shape. They hadn't been bashed around that much. So for mine, and again, speaking to the players that I've been speaking to, that, you know, they're all in tip-top condition. Some of them just maintained what they had to do, and you know, they're all obviously looking forward to the next month and then actually getting into the season. It'll be a different scenario for all of them, but you know, I think it's very exciting for mine with Origin. It looks likely in October or early November. That's brilliant for everyone.
Kevy, before you go, mate, I was listening to MG through the week on the Rush Hour, and he told a story about you getting pepper sprayed in a restaurant in France during a kangaroo tour. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, that's 100% true. There's myself and Johnny Cartwright, actually. We'd had a bit of a few beers, well, the whole group had, and John and I decided that we needed some more. So we went to get sort of some takeaways from, looked like a nightclub sort of thing, and we knocked on the door and sort of no one answered, and we knocked again a bit louder and like opened a little latch sort of door, and the guy looked at us and said, no, go. So we didn't take no for an answer, so we went again. And the next time we opened the door up, he showed us this little fire extinguisher. We said, oh, what's he going to do with that, Cardi, you know? So next thing, he's opened the door up and sprayed myself and Cardi all over our shirts and our faces. So we just bolted, you know. And the more we rubbed our eyes trying to clear them, the more we were rubbing this mace in. So, and you can imagine when we got back to the hotel, they just pissed themselves laughing at us, all the boys. And so we had to wear patches over our eyes for about 3 days, you know, because we couldn't. And MG kept leading Cardi into the different areas where he probably should have been. So, yeah, it was imagine MG with a bloke with patches over his eyes.
Yeah. Oh, good on you, Kevy. Yeah. Good to catch up with you, mate.
Yeah, have a great Saturday afternoon.
Yep, good on you. There he is, Kevy Walters, the Queensland State of Origin coach.